Annie Bruce. The date is October the 22nd. When you moved from Prince Rupert, Annie, where did you
move? When I left Prince Rupert, I was seven, because I'd gone to, you see, that was during the First World War, you know. Yeah, I was about seven, I guess, when I landed in Telkwa in 1919. Mm. And then we landed there, and then there was no school. I went to school in a Chinese cafe, and I went to school before I left there. We went to school in the Telkwa Dance Hall. Huh. It's still there, an old building. Huh. And my dad went and got this place away down there. It's 16 miles out of Smithers. And have you been down there? Have you seen that store at Trout Creek?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Well, that was nothing there then, and that road, that bridge that crosses across there, the road was a way up. Even where the store is, it was up behind. The store went, the road went right in behind that store, and an old bridge, and crossed across and way on up that way. That wasn't there at all then.
So what do you remember? What else do you remember about that area when you moved there?
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. There was used to be 5 feet of snow on the road. You see, it never was plowed then. And you could only use it by sleigh. And we had a younger, my dad had good big horses, but we had a young pair of horses there and a little cutter. And my sister was a great horse person. Mm-hmm. And we went into Smithers for the day. And away we'd go with this team of horses. And right around behind, you know where Hetherington Hooper store is? Well, that wasn't there then. Right around behind that was a stable. They called it a stable, and that's where we tied our horses up at that when we were doing our shopping. And we never got home till 10 o'clock at night, you know.
Yeah.
All going along with this little cutter, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my sister and brother, they were 3 years ago tomorrow that they both died with cancer, 20 days apart.
Wow.
And they lived in Pentic.
What's that?
My brother was a road foreman for 40 years, and he had all kinds of money. His wife had died 10 years before. And my sister was in Burnaby, and she moved into Penticton too and bought a house, and they had both houses side by side and great big white cars and everything. And there they died, 20 days apart. Mm. They both had cancer.
Sad.
My brother, he was raised on the farm down there. Well, I was there until I was 24. I didn't leave the farm till I was four, and then I got married.
I like out there growing up.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. It was quite a story. I don't know if you know, there's a couple of girls in town here, and they're 9 years younger than me. And they were born, they're twins, and they were born down there. And their mother was Scottish. She was a nurse from Scotland. And I remember Dad hitching up the horses in the deep snow, and we'd sit on this old sleigh, you know, and dangle our feet, kids, you know. And it was a terrible trip. And we went in there and saw the babies, and we're all in there, little babies. Yeah. We went to see the babies.
Do you know what their names are?
They're both living in town here now.
Is that Jean and her sister? Jean
and Margaret.
Hill?
Yeah, was them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I don't know about you, but you know, twins never marry. The one never marries, and Margaret never married.
That's right.
Yeah, and there was another couple in town. Oh, the Flint girls, the Flints. Well, Betty Flint, she's a secretary or something for that down below Hoskins grad, that next grad.
Okay.
Well, she's been there for years. Well, mm-hmm. She's never married. I don't think she ever had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
How many horses did your dad have out there? A lot of horses?
Horses?
Yeah.
Oh yes, my dad had, you see, we came up, he was running on that boat, you know, on the Skeena, that boat that came up on the Skeena.
Yeah.
Well, he brought his big, four great big horses, and he brought them up on that boat to the, and you know, when you come around, I wish sometimes that you was down in old Hazleton and go into the hotel, and all the old pictures, that old, they're yellow pictures like that, all over the wall. And I took brother down there once, we went down there. And he stood an hour in there watching, looking. That big boat used to come up, and there was a curve and rocks and stuff, and the boat couldn't come over that rocks, and there was a rope about this thick, and everybody had to hitch onto the boat and then all pull it up over that rocks to get it into Old Hazleton. That was in Old Hazleton at the time. And oh golly, I'm telling you. So anyway, down at Doughty there, I was 10. I was making bread when I was 10 years old. My mother had a miscarriage and had to go to the hospital. Well, anyway, they used to take the team of horses, and I was the oldest one, and I'd been 10, and then there's two, then my 8, and then Betty would have, my sister would have been 6. They'd take a team of horses and a wagon, that was in the summertime, and go to town for groceries once a year. And where that bridge at that store at Doughty, was no bridge. There was no bridge at that time, no bridge. And they used to ford that with the team, go into town, and I was alone with the kids. I was only 10, and 10 o'clock at night they never turned up. You see, it's a long trip to Smithers, and that's over 16 miles, you see, team of horses, the wagon, and all the groceries. My mother would buy a 100-pound sack of flour and oatmeal and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, they never turned up, and they came in walking. And when they walked, as I was saying, where that bridge is at that store, there was no bridge. Well, they came in there with their wagon to cross to come home, and they, wait a minute now, I always know the names of these things. Well, you know, there's the whipple tree
right
in the front. Well, it came off as they were going down in, and it went right into the bank of the bank,
mm-hmm.
And there they were stuck, mm-hmm. And everything. So Dad unhitched a team of horses, left, and them days, nobody stole anything, mm-hmm. And he left the team of horses, and he got the team of horses out of the water, and Mom got out of there, that's about nearly a mile, over a mile and a half, I think, from where they were then told home. And
mm-hmm.
they walked pitch dark at night, and Mom was walking, and Dad and the team of horses, and everything was stuck in the creek.
Wow, and you were home alone with the children?
I was home all by myself, and looking, you know, the kids was younger than me, and it was all a long day, and
mm-hmm.
And then it got dark at night, 10 o'clock, and they never turned up, and it was quite a lot of worry, you know,
mm-hmm.
But oh golly.
Annie, what was your maiden name? What was your family's name?
Murray.
That's
they were all
right.
The Murrays then.
Mm-hmm.
It was Alec Murray, and she was Nellie Murray, and you've read that book, haven't you, with my mother's got a name,
yeah,
in there. Mom's,
yeah,
got my mother's in there.
In Buckley,
yeah,
Valley Stories?
Pardon?
In Buckley Valley Stories?
Yeah, well, Gum Boots and Dancing.
That's right, Rubber Boots for Dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That lady, that Mrs. Begon, was a wonderful woman.
Yeah? Tell me about her. I don't know her.
She was, she had a ranch on the other side of Telqua. They had a farm out there. And they had awful, and one of her daughters is still in Smithers here. She's married to Gordon Hetherington.
Right.
And it was funny that two sisters married two brothers. And she was an awful clever girl. She was a teacher. Let me consider her name again. She died very suddenly.
Is that Nan?
Yeah, she was married. Wait a minute. Now, what the heck was her name?
Nan, Annie?
Pardon?
Nan?
Nope.
No?
Nope. The one in town here is Janet.
Oh,
she's
right.
Janet. But this is Janet and Tona. Tona. That was,
yes.
Tona Hetherington. Oh, she was a smart girl, that, you know. And she was a teacher, and she knew everything, but she had a horrible husband.
Mm-hmm.
That Hetherington, oh, he was no good at all. He died, too, afterward. He died. He wasn't a good husband.
Mm-hmm.
Any children? I don't think they had kids. I don't think so. They lived, the house is still there. It's just behind the hilltop there. A nice house and everything. Oh, you know, Mr. Davidson has put his name in for mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he gets in, because he's a wonderful man. He used to be the mayor here,
that's
you
right
know. And Shell got the dairy out there on the highway, you know, on the road there, and he raised a lot of family. Isn't that Kathy, his daughter?
I don't know.
Kathy, she's a nurse, and she doesn't know a nurse at the hospital. She's got a business, something in town here, or psychologist or something. I think that's their daughter.
So you say you lived out there until you were 24, and then where did you move to?
Well, we were across at Doughty. The railroad, there was a station there, mm-hmm. and a railroad, and the railroad and the station. Well, we were up on top of, above that then. Mm-hmm. It's an old log building, and we were up there. I always remember doing the washing. I packed to the washing up over a hill and washed the water, did the washing in the creek, mm-hmm. cold water, did the washing. I packed it up there, and then I'd come back down and put it on the clothesline, and the clothesline was quite low. A piece of wire from one tree to another tree. Then you take a piece of another tree and push it up to keep it, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, we did that. Mm-hmm. And then we knew this here fellow, Frank Dobie. And he was a tie inspector. And my dad made ties all the time there, you see. And he'd make 2,000 ties for a winter. And I don't know if you've been up that. Have you been up that and seen that road up there at Doughty, Kinsley-Utler Road, and mm-hmm. there's a boot up there? Did you get to see the boot? Well, from the railroad track there, when you cross the railroad track and go all the way up there, that was just a narrow path. You see, this is the big Buckley Hotel, and it was run by Mr. What's his name again? And then, look at the hardware store. Good heavens. The train. You remember when the train come that far? That was a train coming into Smithers Station. Look at all the people.
Did you ever go up there or take train trips at all, Annie?
Well, we used to go. You see, my mother, we depended on the train. We didn't have no way of getting out of there. And my mother used to go to town on the train, and she knew all the conductors and all the police, all the guys that drove it. You know, they're all dead now. One was Jimmy Buchan, and he was a Scotchman, of course, you know. And Scottish people are very clannish. They are. I think Americans are the same, I think. Aren't you the same?
Everybody, you have a big family, you're clannish.
Yeah, and so my mother got in the train this day, and it was 65 cents to come from Smithers to Doughty, and she didn't have the 65 cents.
Oh, no.
And so the conductor said, that's okay, Nell. They used to call her, her name was Helen. But they called her Nell. And he said, that's all right, Nell. That's fine. Forget about it. And but I was going to show you here. You see, there's still this building where she works, mm-hmm. the museum. But look at the street here. Look at them all making the street. And there's one place here. When I got married, we had a car like that.
Oh, my
God. It was on Main Street. You know, there's a theater. It's right on Main Street, right about where just down about, not far from the corner. Well, they built that thing at the end of Main Street, and that hid on Main Street, and that hid the station. We have the station, Smithers Station there. And but there was one on Main Street. That house, you know, is still there. I was thinking when I was talking to you about the Hetheringtons.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Hetherington was married to Tom Hetherington, you know, that Hetherington story and all this. And then this here fellow, Jack Hetherington, he was Jack Hetherington too, and he was missing. He went missing. And right where that onion cafe is, it's gone broke, there was a garage there, and that was owned by the Bill Carr owned that. And right in front of it was an old truck with a bed on it, a house. You know, you see them, these houses? So he went missing. Mr. Hetherington went missing, and they couldn't find him. But somebody, it was sitting right in front of them on the street. I mean, he was in there, thought of looking into this little place.
Oh,
that was that.
Sad.
Do you know, have you met a woman in town here? Her name is Mrs. Twin Falls. Mm-hmm. Well, she's just below that. Just as you go up that road, she's in there. She's got an old-fashioned bed sitting, and she's bread and breakfast there. And her name is, oh gosh.
Amazing to see that many years ago. That's got to be before, I mean, that's,
well, let's
that's just remember, way before 79.
Yes.
That
yeah,
was
oh,
years
yeah.
ago.
Well, in 19, we, I'll never
must be giving you the date.
I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. My mother made all our clothes, you know. And, you know, them days, we used to get the 100-pound sack of flour. What I don't know. Well, when a bachelor come, and he had, they didn't have pants like we, the men have now. They seemed to be spotted and nice-looking pants. Well, when they were through with the pants, they gave them to my mom. And mom made the skirt for me out of the pants, and the top was made out of the sugar sack. It used to come with the sugar. And I had a dress made for that way. Mom did all that there, you know, other than saps and stuff that was all there. But now I'm trying to think.
Annie, what was it like for you when you'd go from Doughty and you'd take the cart into town? What was it like when you got into the Smithers?
Well, it was, you know, they had this here place that I tell you about with the where they hitch the horses up, you know, you hitch your horses up
right.
while you shopped. And we were the Murray girls then, I'm telling you. You know, we were the Murray girls, and boy, we really dressed up.
Right.
Dressed. My mother, that was later on, you know. I remember them, their skirts that came in all pleated, wide ones.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'd one each of them, and then we'd a white cap, and we were really the Murray girls. We went to all the dances. Went to Morristown dances and all the young fellow dancing there.
Yeah.
And what else did we do? My sister had the brightest, darkest red hair I ever saw.
Huh.
And she had a beautiful green velvet dress and a green velvet shoes. And gosh, my sister was a nice looking girl. Dark eyes. She took after, I took after my dad and she took after my mother because my mother was very dark. And my father was red-headed. He'd curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
He never wore a hat. He was a tough old guy. God, my dad was a tough
mm-hmm.
guy. But anyway, you know, he was making ties. You've been up that there. Have you been up that road and seen that there shoe that's made up in the bush?
I love that shoe.
Yeah.
The shoe house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was just a path. Just enough path for somebody on horseback to go up there because my dad was making ties away up in there. And I used to have to... Them days, you know, the coffee came in tins, flat tins, and you open them out, you know, like you did, and they don't get them now. And then my mother used to use tins. So anyway, I had an old horse called Molly, and she was an old brown horse, and we couldn't afford a saddle. Of course, we never had saddles. So my dad was away up in that place there. Now the Hogan Shields and them are all up in there from Kitwangar. And Mom would get she'd make them potatoes and rice and meat and put them all into them cans and put them in a gunny sack. And I'd have them, I'd be on this horse. And I rode this horse for years. And I'd be going up there and she always went, huh, the old horse kept saying, huh. So I was on her, but then it was a steep hill. And you know what happened, Dorothy? I was on this old horse and I'm hanging on to the mane and sliding, every time I come to a long hill, I was sliding right down over her backside, pretty near anything, this food, you know. Oh my God, I'm telling you, I did awful things, honest to God, I'm telling you, I did the darnest things you never saw. You know, I was just thinking in 91 years, an awful lot that happens in 91 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there was the I'll never forget, I went to school in Prince Rupert for a little while, and them days, the seats, you had two to a seat, you know, you didn't have a single seat them days, you had two,
mm-hmm.
And I had a chum, she was a little Japanese girl, well, I was so red-headed, and she was so dark, and I always remember her bangs, and we sat side by side in this here, you know, and they're, oh, God, she cute, and well, I was only seven then, you see,
mm-hmm.
And, then they had that terrible flu that went through. They say that more people died with that flu than they did in the war.
Yeah.
And it hit Prince Rupert, in Prince Rupert, and you had to have liquor before if you didn't have any liquor, and that was prescription day, what do you call it? Prescription, like when there was no liquor?
Prohibition.
Yeah.
Prohibition.
Well, Mom and Dad had a friend, and Mom and Dad got a teaspoon, just a teaspoon of that, and saved their life from this neighbor used to give it to them. And they had it, but they never, it was bad enough, you know, they were all night long on that wooden street in front of the old Catholic church. We lived beside the Catholic church. And it would go rattle, 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 steel wagon and old planks and carrying bodies all night. You could hear, because we were right on the edge of that road, and you could hear them going all night, packing bodies all the way out. They were dying there by the thousands. And I was a little wee girl, and my mother was not too bad, and she made soup. And I can always remember me, I was only 7, and I remember that chick thing. Mom made the soup, and I took it to the neighbors, and I had a cloth made of chick, white and chick. I always remember the red and white chick, and we put it over, you know, and I would go to all the neighbors with this soup that my mother made. Yeah. God, that was awesome.
That's when neighbors looked after other neighbors.
Oh, yeah. And they were in bed sick, but then, you know, all of that stuff, it helped them, you know. You know, I've got, you know what I found downtown? I was going to give you a taste of them. It was the Scottish oatcakes. Have you ever had Scottish oatcakes? Well, they're real good. I mean, I found them, you know, you don't get the oatmeal to make the Scottish oatcakes anymore. Yeah. My mother was great at making them oatcakes, you know. And, you know, if you bought a great big sack of oatmeal, like she used to do, well, there's mites in it. You know, there's some kind of a mite or something. It's in that flour and that.
Oh, no.
And I always remember my mother taking it and spreading it out in a big pan and putting it in the oven. And the oven then, beast all died, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we still used it. I mean, that was in the hungry 30s, I'm telling you. You had to eat. And my mother, oh, God. My mother had it. You know, she was a real old, what do you call it, timer, doing these things. And my dad had to go out. He got a job on the railroad and left Mom to look after all us kids. And right behind our house was a great big willow. And in the snow was 5 feet deep. And these here things would come and eat these grouse on this willow at the back of the house. So Dad used to shoot them to eat. Well, this day she's going to shoot one. So she had a great big shotgun with a barrel on, you know. She wondered she didn't kill herself. And she went through the snow, and the barrel all filled up with snow. And I don't know, she fell over and must have pulled the trigger or something and blew the snow, the gun, and everywhere, all over the God. I always remember that, too. My mother, oh, my God, my mother was a pretty woman. God, I don't know where all the pictures of her went, because I had the pictures of her years and years. She got married. My dad landed in Prince Rupert in 1909, and they got married in Scotland. And one of her sisters was in the States, and my dad and her folks said, you can't go to Canada, because my dad was in Prince Rupert. He comes from Scotland, Prince Rupert. Until you go to the States and see your sister. And she was a whole year. She went to the States and saw her sister Jean, and then she flew, and then they took come by boat into Prince Rupert. And that was a whole year after she got married. And she landed in Prince Rupert, and they had great big flat hats. Oh, they were beautiful, you know, all dressed up, and never wore. My mother never wore slacks. She never wore slacks. And the boat would come into Prince Rupert, but it couldn't get to the edge, and they had a scow, and you got onto this flat thing, and they brought you into the town, like. And so they unloaded her trunk. She had an old trunk that she shipped in from Scotland, and they put it on the edge of the where she they brought her in and dumped her all her luggage and stuff. And she just sat on that there old trunk and cried and cried, and she had a great big, and he wasn't even meeting her.
Oh, no.
No, he never meeting her. So, yeah, my dad was a tough old guy. Some of the guys then went, and they said, you know, You know, Alec, your wife has arrived. She's down there. Oh, my God, he was busy reading a paper. He didn't even know she was coming. And he flew down there to the water near my mother, was sitting on the trunk crying away. Oh, my God, them days. Oh, it was, they were the funny days, the tough days, you know, there. And some of those things went on and on and on, you know. God. And that's where Mrs. Begon, you know, mm-hmm. we're talking about, she was in Prince Rupert, too. At that time, there was 1,000 men and about 2 women. Them days, oh, that was a hard old town.
Wow.
And Mrs. Begon was there. You've heard of Mrs. Begon, you remember?
No.
They had a ranch up at out of Telqua, and her husband died. She married a Frenchman, and she was in Prince Rupert. But you know, they never met. These two women never met until they got up here to Telqua. And you know, if they had met in Prince Rupert. Well, they were very good close friends when they got up here, but then never knew one another when they were in Prince Rupert. And she was a young girl too, you see.
Yeah.
And you know how things panned out. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so Mrs. Begon then come up here, and she had a tough time too. But she wasn't the one that had the horse with the piano. You know, they had a piano come in. They brought a piano in on a horseback. I think that was the Heels that brought that.
Hmm.
Heels put the
and
piano
the
on the hook
through it.
I'm telling you, they had a great time when they came up this country. I'll never forget, you know, when we got into Telqua, it was quite a town. You know, it was tough, really tough. And houses, well, where you look at the river now, that was all a row of shacks, you know, but they're not there now. There was a drugstore and a barber shop, and of course that big building on the corner was Broughton and McNeil. That was the only one. That's where Mom used to send in her on the train what she wanted for the year, and they would ship it on the train to her. You see, that was Broughton and McNeil, that big building. And I hear it's got sold. It's Broughton now,
mm-hmm.
but they're putting a foundation under, because in 1919 it must be kind of rotten. You know, that Jack McNeil, then, he was the one, and you know, he finally shot himself. You know, down at, when you're going down where the old Buckley River, the Buckley River, where they didn't do it anymore, we had to go all the way around. Well, his house was on the corner there, and he killed himself in that house going down to the old Buckley Bridge. That's a long time ago. He was a nice looking man, too. So, and then, I'll never forget, Mr. Flint and I were both working in town at the time, and this big chunks of ice come down, and there was no road. It's going down, you know, down the Kid Hill and along and into the old bridge. We couldn't get across, because there was no car could go, because chunks of ice as high as this house was piled up and going all across. So from the hilltop over to this other side of the bank there, where down at the, you know, when you don't see it now, but across anyway, they had a little plane. And mm-hmm. me and Mr. Flint, they'd come across and pick us up and take us across the hilltop, and we'd go about our job. And at night at 5 o'clock, then they'd take us back and dump us on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Walton is down there. His mother was, his wife was, what's her name now? I don't know what she was, Yvonne, but anyway, the mother was on the plane coming over to see her daughter, and she come along, and then Mr. Flint gave us a ride over there, down on Litter Hill and all over. And she had a loaf of bread she was bringing to her daughter, and I'll never forget it. It cost us 25 cents. And I said to her, did you like the ride? It didn't affect me. I was right. Oh, she said, well, that was not bad. But you know, that loaf of bread was so flat, it was as flat as that. She had it under her arm. She was so scared. She flattened the loaf of bread. God, I laughed about that. Pretty much. She's still around. She lives at Lake Castle. And that's what the heck was her name now? She lives down at Lake Castle there, and her daughter is married to Eddie Walton, you know, down there. And so, God, flattened that bread up.
And could you tell me more about the dances that you and your sister would go to?
me and my sister?
Yeah,
oh, God,
the dancers.
Do you, have you heard of Della Herman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Della Herman and her sister June, you see, they were both very clever girls,
yeah.
And they taught school. One time, June, there was Mary Ellen Fletcher, it was teaching at Fontana. There was a school there in the corner. There's nothing there but a few old boards. I was up there one day looking around, and that's where they had that school. Then they had another little old school at our corner there, where you go down to that park. The school, it was an old shack, and that was a school there, but my kids never went there. That was tore down and built. We built that other one after. The hall was built in 1949, and the school was, I think, was built way before that. I can't remember the year because I know some of the girls would want to know. But anyway, we used to go to these dances, but I'm telling you, this was after I was married. We were, me and Alec, we went to all the dances, and the Ole Arnies, you know, they lived down there at Canyon Creek in the bottom there, and she had three kids. And they would go to the dance, and she was quite a nice looking person, a Lottie at the time. She's 92 now, she lives over here, you know. And they had benches all around, you know, benches. You didn't have seats, you had benches. And her kids used to sleep all on these benches. All the kids were all sleeping. No, they were babysitters them days, you know. and the dust was just a flying. And you know, I'll never forget them square dances. I had more fun at those square dances because, you know, them days you got a partner and a man with four, and they would swing off your feet. Our feet was way up here. We was going round and round swinging, and our feet was way off the ground, swinging on the new square dances. And me and Alec did the Highland Shotteach. You ever seen that dance? And they played the music, and me and Alec, they'd all sit down and watch me and Alec do it, the Highland Shotteach. And they played the music, and we'd go to all these dances, and they always played the Shotteach, but nobody would do it. But then square dances, and what's that other dance I used to like? Oh, God. And anyway, Alan Fletcher was a good dancer. He was only 16 then, you know. I'm 4 years younger. I'm 4 years older than him. And he was a good dancer. And as soon as I got in the hall, me and him would dance. But how did we do a Shotteach now? I was trying to think the other day. Oh, Alec was good at it.
Is it like the Highland thing?
No. The Highland Shotteach. You crossed your leg and did it. And none of the Canadians couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to do a Highland Shotteach. We used to have Christmas concerts, you know, and everybody did something. And I did the Highland Flame.
Mm-hmm.
You ever do the Highland Flame? A kilt.
Oh, God.
Well, Alec's kilt was a lovely kilt. It was a black watch, because he was in the army and he had the hat, you know, with the tassel and the black watch. So anyway, then we had the kilt after the kids, and I took it, the kilt, to a dressmaker, and she made a whole outfit for Betty, when she was 7 years old. Beautiful outfit out of that's her black watch kilt, you know, lovely. But I never kept these medals. The kids got a hold of them and started playing with them, and I don't know what. But you know, Mr. Alec had when I got married to him, he had an old wooden trunk with a lid, and all his stuff was in this thing. And it was upstairs there in an attic someplace for years up there. And then when Bill Lynn and Mary, they're on my farm now. You haven't met them, have you been up there? You'll have to go up there someday. I'll have to take you up there,
yeah.
Because they're real nice. Well, she's kept up my garden, thank goodness. And I must tell you about cutting the turkey in half. Did you have to cut your turkey? Did you hear about that, cut the turkeys in half? I told you that story.
Yeah.
The turkey's got so big, that was how the, you know who was here the other day? Joanne Stewart. You know, she had a farm above us then. Said that they got this big turkey, and her daughters were all up for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, and they had to cut the turkey in half to get it in the oven.
I believe
it. And so did that their nurse, that dark nurse that comes here all the time. She's up that road down to Telfer there. You can go to Houston on that road. got a beautiful yard. A lot of hairdressers and smithers.
Right.
There was about 10 or 11 at the time. And they did have it here a while ago, but businesses.
That's right. So this is a photo that we got of people that used to live in the Glentana area.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It says Mrs. Montgomery and Miss Gertie Gunderson, Mary Lapidat,
yeah.
May Montgomery, Miss Cliff.
Yeah.
And then
they were all young at that time.
Yeah.
See?
Do you remember those ladies or the family?
Pardon?
Do you remember the Gunderson family or anybody else from
the
picture?
Oh, yeah, they were there. And then there was Mabel Lundstrom. There was a lot of Lundstrom family.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of them had moved down to Victoria now.
Mm.
That's taken quite a while ago.
Yeah.
That's before my time.
Yeah.
That looks like Mr. Lundstrom.
That's Mr. Gunderson.
What was his name?
Gunderson.
Gunderson, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know where. They must have been on farming up here before I come then.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Who were your neighbors up in the Glentana area, up in Driftwood?
Yeah. There was the Lapidat,
yeah.
You know Johnny Lapidat?
Yeah.
Well, his father and mother, you know, they had no money, and they had a terrible time with all the family making
right.
a living.
Right.
And they used to call them the Lapidats. The Lapidats.
Yeah.
That, I'm not sure of that picture up there.
Okay.
My daughter was married right in the house up in the farm, you know. We had the wedding, and that's my dad and mom. That's my dad and mom, and this is... Lorena Bogle. Do you ever met me? She's living in by herself there.
Oh.
Well, that was her.
Wow.
There was only 20 invited guests, but my house was small.
Yeah.
But she, when Betty's husband came from the prairie, he was only 20, and he didn't know anybody, and he lived with her. That was his second mother.
Yeah.
My son-in-law.
Yeah.
You know. That's my mother.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, my dad was in the home.
Yeah.
That's my son and my brother. That's taken that was the one. That was the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. This is my brother, Uncle Sandy. And that's my son. And there's Blaine that she married. And then that was my niece from Vancouver. She's still there. That was her mother that showed you she died with cancer.
Right.
Well, that was her daughter. She was only 14 then.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do your children live here? Which children live in Smithers now?
Pardon?
Which of your family live in Smithers now?
Well, with me and with them all done, there's only me and my brother.
Mm.
And he lives, that's what we call Uncle Sandy. I was 18 when he was born.
Wow.
And he lives away over here, but I never hear from him. He never phones or anything.
Mm.
And his wife is in a wheelchair, though. Mm. And she is, they were on a holiday down there, and he's got a son in Chilliwack, and he's left his fifth wheel there.
Mm.
And I met him the other day, and he said that they're going to be, I think, going down there for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
There, because it's quite a job looking after her,
you know.
She had polio. Yeah, polio.
Huh.
Yeah, she had polio.
Mm.
And she had two boys and a girl.
Mm.
And so then my son got married, and he is a grandfather, too, now.
Wow.
He's got three grandchildren.
Wow.
Yeah. Sandy's daughter,
mm-hmm.
he only had the one. We're a very small family. He had only one girl, and they had a daughter, and she's a dancer in Smithers here.
Oh.
Really, she's about 6 feet, and she teaches dancing.
What's her name?
Well, she's Stephanie, but
mm.
She got married and has her three children.
Mm.
The Huxtables.
Mm.
Have you met them? It's the funniest name I ever saw.
No.
My brother was a real nice. This is my brother. He died of cancer. I went down and seen him about a month before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my sister there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
He had lots of money. He was 40 years a road foreman.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Sandy. That's Lawrence. My God. He was awful good to me. Now, there's Patty's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They were married in Vancouver.
And Patty's your granddaughter?
Yes, it's her. She got the baby.
Right.
We never had no babies. We never had any babies.
No.
You see? This is my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and that's her husband. They had them two girls. Oh. Well, them two girls did everything. They were at 4-H, they took dancing, they skated. She won all the skating things, but she got her feet, she got the skates from England, and they were too stiff, and they hurt her feet. Now, here he is, here's the pilot sitting. There he is, an awful nice fellow. But this baby was coming.
Yeah.
And you see, Robin, there's Robin. She's got 24 dogs. She's a musher. She's going into the race in February. You should go to that one. It's going to be in California.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to be running her dogs. And she's won a lot of races there. She's won a lot of races, Robin has. She's tough, and she's very slim and little. She worked her years and years and years in the bush every winter, driving a great big machine, bringing an 85-foot log through here, and then she'd shove it back up and saw it off at the where it's supposed to be. But anyway, she'd been so long on that job that she got a sore back, and the doctor said with her right foot on that pedal for 12 hours, she went, and so she's not working in the bush anymore.
Yeah. Where does she live?
Well, they're up Jollymore Road. She's got a nice place up there, a great big trailer, and all her dogs fenced in and everything. But then her husband left her for somebody else, you know. That's her when